The Gemara Masechta Tainis Daf Hey Amud Beis teaches us Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. Yaakov Avinu did not really die. Mahu B'chayim, Mazar B'chayim, just like his children continue to exist. Afu B'chayim, he too exists forever. Rabbi Yosef Engels Atzal, in his Sefer Tferes Yosef, explains, why do we only find that Yaakov Avinu, from the three of us, is the one that's identified as Loimeis, as the one that lives forever? Why don't we find that by Yitzchak? Why don't we find that by Avram Avinu? So he connects it to the question, at what point did Klal Yisrael become Klal Yisrael? There are those that have the opinion that it was only at Har Sinai. But there are those that say it was actually from the time of Yaakov Avinu. So he says the Gemara that's teaching us that Yaakov Avinu Lameis, that Yaakov Avinu lives forever, is actually following the opinion that Klal Yisrael became Klal Yisrael at the time of Yaakov Avinu. And therefore he explains, when we look at Yaakov Avinu, there are actually two aspects of Yaakov Avinu. We look at Yaakov Avinu as the individual Yaakov Avinu, who's one of the three of us. But we also view Yaakov Avinu, explains Rabbi Yosef Engel, as a representation of Klal Yisrael. When we look at Yaakov Avinu as representing Klal Yisrael, just like the Klal Yisrael will exist forever, so too does Yaakov Avinu remain forever. And he uses a halachic basis for this. The Gemara often in Shas speaks about a chatos shemeis baleil, that somebody designated an animal for karma chatos, and then the owner passed away before they could actually offer that karma chatos. And the Gemara, when it discusses that type of a karma chatos, says that there are a number of karma chatos that, if something happens, that karma chatos doesn't get offered on the mizbeach; it's left to die. However, he says, when we speak about a chatos hatzibur, when we speak about a carbon that belongs to the tzibur, then the halacha is very different. And there the halacha is, ain't tzibur mesa. There's no misa. Klal Yisrael lives forever. And that's what he says is meant when we speak about Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. When we speak about Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis, it means that Yaakov Avinu lives on forever, because the reason Yaakov Avinu lives on forever is because Yaakov Avinu is Klal Yisrael, and the Tzibur, meaning Klal Yisrael, is here forever. And there's a very interesting Yaros Tavash. The Yaros Tavash points out, where do Chazal teach us this concept of Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis? Here in our parasha, where Yaakov Avinu ha'asfu v'agidu lechem, Yaakov Avinu calls together all of his children, and Rashi says, "Bikish legalis is a ketz." He wanted to reveal posh pshat and Rashi. He wanted to reveal when Mashiach will come. Mistalkum and Ashchina, he did not have the ability. But the Yaros Tavash says that the pasuk says, "Ki bi Yitzchak." But the Gemara Masechta Nedarim says, "Be Yitzchak, part of Yitzchak are considered the Zera, the children of Yitzchak, v'loy kol Yitzchak," meaning that Yitzchak we know had two sons, Yaakov and Esav. And the Gemara is teaching us that only Yaakov is considered a continuation of Yitzchak, not Esav. But he says, What does the Gemara we take that Gemara that speaks about Yitzchak and our Gemara that Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara Masechta Tainis that we began with, Yaakov Avinu Lameis, Mazar B'chayim, Af Hu B'chayim, he says that if we take the word Ketz out of the word Yitzchak, if you take the letters Kef, Kuf Tzadik out of the word Yitzchak, you're left with Chai. If you'll take the Ketz, that there is no end. Ketz means that there's an end, that there is no continuation. We take the Ketz out of the Yitzchak, and we're left with the Ches Yud, with Chai. Klai Yisrael Chai V'Kayim Lo'olam. We have no Ketz. We have no end. We remain eternally connected to Yaakov Avinu, says the Yaris Tavash, in explaining the Gemara Masechta Tainis. But the question, of course, that comes up is, what does that mean, that Yaakov Avinu Lameis? What does it mean that we are eternally connected to Yaakov Avinu? And in general, there's a question. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, B'shor shal Yaakov Avinu niftam in oilam, when Yaakov Avinu was about to pass away, Korol Shnei Masabonov, he called together his 12 sons, and Amalem Shimu El Yisrael, listen to what I have to say. Shema Yesh Mechem Machloikis El Kodesh Baruch Hu. Maybe you have a disagreement. Chas V'Shalom El Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amaloi Shema Yisrael Avinu. Shem Sheim Belipcha Machloikis El Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just like you are whole with Hashem. Cain Ein Belibeinu Machloikis Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does that mean? Was Yaakov Avinu accusing his children of not believing in Hashem, to having difficulty with the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I saw that Rav Mendel Rimenover explains. He explains when we say Yaakov Avinu Lameis, means that how does a father continue to live? How does a father prevent that there shouldn't be a Ketz, that there shouldn't be an end to his line? The way a father prevents that is by making sure that his children that he leaves in this world are all united in their Avodas Hashem. And that's what Yaakov Avinu, that was the message Yaakov Avinu was giving to his children as he was going to depart this world. He said, he asfu, gather together with this incredible achdus, with incredible unity, in unity between yourselves, and so too with unity in your conviction to continue serving Hashem. And not only in continuing having this unity and having this desire to be avdei Hashem, to be servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather to continue in the derech avos. And that's what Yaakov Avinu said. Yaakov Avinu loymeis. You know why Yaakov Avinu didn't die? Because his children said, we don't have machlokes. Of course they don't have machlokes on Hashem. Is there any question that the shift they call would have a machlokes, would have difficulty with Hashem? That's not what they meant. We don't have machloikas between each other because we're all united with the same goal of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at that point, Yaakov said, if that's where you are, if you are in a place that you are all united in serving Hashem, then Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, then you will hear Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, you will hear your father Yisrael. Your father, Yaakov Avinu Yisrael, will remain forever if you are united in your goal of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If we want to see the eternity of the Jewish people, the way we see that eternity is when there's unity amongst Klal Yisrael, when there's this tremendous need and desire to serve Hashem, then we accomplish that Yaakov Avinu Lameis, Mazar b'chayim, afhu b'chayim, and we are able to continue this long, beautiful, unbroken chain of Avodas Hashem.